to be doing some things that help to nurture your body. I'll say something else about power centers. This first power center, again, is about feeling safe and grounded. We can encourage the energy of safe and groundedness through using the touchstone at the perineum. We can also wear the color red for these next 5 days, which is going to be days 6 through 10 in this program. You might want to explore something like that. If it resonates with you, go ahead and do it. The color red is connected to this first power center. Also, if you are into using essential oils, use your calming essential oil, whether that's lavender, chamomile, whatever works for you, and put a little on your palms and then inhale it, either before or after the yoga nidra. That'll help to help you feel more safe and grounded and relaxed. So enjoy this meditation that's coming and begin to lie down now. Get ready for yoga nidra. We'll begin soon. Close your eyes and quiet your mind. Hold your touchstone in your left hand or put it between your legs at your perineum. This touchstone represents calm, peace, and tranquility. If in yoga nidra you feel distressed in any way, imagine or touch your touchstone. Now relax the body. Be still. It's time to be good to yourself. This is Daring to Rest meditation number 2. Daring to Rest starts right now. Notice any sounds where you are. And now begin to internalize your attention, noticing your breath. Adjust your body if you need to be as relaxed as possible. In yoga nidra, the body sleeps, but the mind remains awake. Say to yourself mentally, I will not sleep, I will remain awake. Now bring your attention to the space between your eyebrows and rest here for a moment. Repeat your intention now 3 times. Feel it through your whole body. Now follow my voice from point to point. And as you sense each point in your body, allow loving energy to release and all healing blockages to dissolve. Starting with the point between the eyebrows, hollow of the throat, right shoulder, right elbow, right wrist, right thumb, right index finger, right middle finger, right fourth finger, right small finger, right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder, hollow of the throat, left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, left thumb, left index finger, left middle finger, left fourth finger, left small finger, left wrist, left elbow, left shoulder, throat, center of the heart, right nipple, center of the heart, left nipple, center of the heart, bottom of the chest, navel point, right hip, right knee, right ankle, right big toe, right second toe, right third toe, right fourth toe, right small toe, right ankle, right knee, right hip, navel point, left hip, left knee, left ankle, left big toe, left second toe, left third toe, left fourth toe, left small toe, left ankle, left knee, left hip, navel point, abdomen, center of the heart, throat, the point between the eyebrows. Rest here at the point between the eyebrows. Feel all sensation in your body. Just notice. Bring your attention to the breath. Notice the body breathing. Become conscious of just your breath, nothing else. The breath flows through both nostrils and meets at the top of the nose to form a triangle. Now follow the breath again as it enters through the nostril openings, moves upward and draws together to form a triangle, and go a little bit further until you come to the eyebrow center. Think of the breaths as starting separately from a distance, drawing near, and then uniting at the eyebrow center. Breathe here a few times. And now breathe normally, aware of the breath only, observing the flood of sensations in the body. Now begin to see a ball of red light glowing at the base of your spine, your first power center. Picture this red energy. Notice where the weight of your body rests on the ground, at the base of your spine, and feel your root connecting to the earth, grounded. Breathe in and out of your root, noticing the red energy expanding and contracting, your root softening, your connection to the ground becoming deeper and deeper, deep into the earth. Feel yourself one with the earth, almost as if you're dissolving into the earth. You are the earth. The earth is you. the red energy, one global energy at the base of your spine. Now bring your attention to the center between your eyebrows and relax. Feel the impact of this first power center on your body and mind. With your attention still at the center between your eyebrows, be completely still. Surrender yourself to oneness. Experience this. Feel this. Release all nervousness, fear, and all blocks to healing. Let go. You have entered a silent oasis. There's nothing to do or be. You can completely relax. In deep silence, in this cradle of oneness, your intention is heard, and you have an opportunity to rewire any part of you for healing and health. Repeat your intention now 3 times. Feel your intention as if it's happening right now. See it. Feel it. Be it. Know your intention has been heard and it will grow. Now return to the space between your eyebrows. Be still. Tap into your life force, that channel within you saying yes to life. Repeat the following affirmations. Receive them at the deepest levels of your entire being. I am safe. I am grounded. Now it's time to see what your soul is whispering. Breathe in through your heart. Follow your breath to a spot in your body that's calling out to you. And rest here for a moment. See if there's a soul whisper, an image, word, or phrase that presents itself. Just let it appear. And know that if you get nothing, that's okay. Nothing is something. Take a few seconds to listen for your soul whisper now. Whatever you receive, exhale this through your heart. Be curious about it, but you do not need to put a story with it. Let your soul whisper be felt. Now slowly begin to emerge from this space of deep peace. Recall your intention again and repeat it 3 times. Feel your intention at the base of your spine, in your first power center. For just a few more moments, continue to stay in this gorgeous place of silence, awareness, oneness. Bathe in this quiet and peace for a moment. And now start to open your eyes and move your body ever so slowly, sensing where to move from first, letting the body guide you, coming back, eyes wide open, aware of the room around you, and ready to bring groundedness and safety with you into your daily life. Daring to Rest meditation number 2 is now complete. Be good to yourself. Welcome back. We're in the final 5 days of the rest phase, and now we're going to explore the energy body from days 11 to day 15. The energy body is essentially where we tap into our life force. It is found in our breath. When we inhale and exhale, this has the power to connect us to this universal life force. The way you breathe says a lot about how you live your life. If you are like me, for many, many years, I held my breath. I barely took a breath. And if you think about it, people with anxiety often aren't taking deep, full breaths. So this is very important to begin to tap in to how the breath allows you to say yes to life, and how when you exhale, you allow everything you need to die, to let go. When we die, actually, the body turns off because it has become empty of life force. Whenever there is life force, there is movement, there's growth, there's change, there's activity. And when there is no life force, there's no activity. So when we think about feeling well rested, it's so important for our life force to be completely turned on. And that's what the energy body allows us to do when it's clear. And that's what these five bodies, what we're doing when we go through Yoga Nidra, we're rotating attention through all five bodies and literally turning the lights back on, getting the energy to flow. Daily life can agitate our life force. You know, when this happens, we begin to feel less in the flow. We're exhausted a lot. So Yoga Nidra helps to purify the energy body through the practice of breath work. And this allows you to connect back to the life force, to feel in harmony, to feel in the flow. Through breath work, we're able to open to subtle layers of conditioning and the reactive mind. We're able to begin to shift out of reactive mind control. For example, if you experience anxiety, you're able to experience in your body a shift out of the mind's identity with anxiety into a much calmer place. And this actually paves the way for the next body, which we'll be exploring in the release phase, the mental body. But without going through the physical body and clearing the energy body, we can't even access the mental body. We can't even begin to access this ability to shift out of this reactive mind control. So this breath work is our key to beginning to release things that we no longer need, that whole reactive spin that we go into. Breath work, again, we're saying yes to life. As you breathe in, you're letting in life force. And as you exhale, you're letting things die, you're letting go. And I really invite you during this next meditation, meditation number 3, to keep that in mind. Every time you breathe in, let in life force. Say yes to life. And as you exhale, let anything die that needs to. Let it go. Just let it go. And begin to pay attention to rhythm. These next 5 days, I really invite you to pay attention to rhythm. When do you feel in rhythm? When do you not feel in rhythm? One of the things about rest, when we begin to rest more, we begin to notice when we're in rhythm and when we're out of rhythm. And what I mean by that is simply sometimes we engage in activities that pull us out of rhythm, that make us feel out of balance. And that doesn't mean it's something that you shouldn't be doing necessarily, or maybe it is something you shouldn't be doing, but you begin to evaluate, okay, I'm pulled out of rhythm, so rest will take me back into rhythm, or whatever I need to. Maybe I'm not meant to be doing that activity or engaging with that person, that relationship. These are the things that we begin to notice. So these next 5 days, pay attention to rhythm, because it does tap into energy body, the whole idea of saying yes to life. What feels like a yes and what feels like a no? I often like to call it that full body yum. What's the full body yum? And what's the full body yuck? You know, when you feel that full body yum, you really feel deep inside of you the yes. That's the yes. And so notice that these next 5 days, and you might even want to track that a bit in your journal. You know, when do you feel the full body yum and when do you feel the full body yuck? And you can even have a little chart on either side and just notice and write down, you know, when I'm with this certain person, I feel a full body yuck. When I go play with my children, I feel a full body yum. Whatever it is, whatever it is. And there's no shame, there's no judgment over what gives you the yes or the yum or the yuck. Okay? Also, in these next 5 days, I encourage you, it's a great time to be in water. The energy body is connected to the second power center. That is related to water. Take a bath. Put a little lavender oil, a little calming oil in the bath. If you live near an ocean, go in the ocean, float in the ocean, float in the lake. If you have a hot tub, go into the hot tub or find a hot tub. You know, you can even just put a hot water bottle on your belly. And especially if you're going through menstruation, it's a great time. Just put a little hot water bottle on your belly and that water gets the energy flowing. It's about flow. And that's what these next 5 days are about. So when you're practicing yoga nidra, and I will invite you to do this as you begin the meditation, but I'm going to encourage you now to have your touchstone out so that in the meditation, you can put your touchstone anywhere in that second power center, which is above the pubic bone and below the navel. I also encourage you, if you love essential oils, get your calming essential oil out and go ahead and put it on your palms, take a few inhalations and get that. You can use that even outside of yoga nidra. You can start your day with the calming essential oil. And that would be great to be doing in this next 5 days from day 11 to day 15. And finally, the second power center is connected to the color orange. And you'll hear me guide you to breathe into this color during the meditation. I would encourage you, if you have something orange, put it on. Go and put an orange scarf on, whatever it is these next 5 days. Really get the second power center going, because this connects to your creativity, to your fertility, to your reason to be alive. It really is connected to all of that. And this is your opportunity to rest, but also begin to feel your aliveness. Enjoy the meditation, and I'll see you in 5 days. Close your eyes and quiet your mind. If you are using a touchstone, place it above the pubic bone and below the navel on your second power center, or you can hold it in your left hand. Now relax and let the body become still. It's time to be good to yourself. This is Daring to Rest meditation number 3. Daring to Rest starts right now. Say to yourself mentally, I will not sleep, I will remain awake. Follow my guidance throughout yoga nidra. Now come to the space between your eyebrows and be still. Begin breathing in and out through the space between your eyebrows, letting life in with your inhalation And with your exhalation, letting go of what you no longer need. Life force comes in on the inhale and letting go of whatever needs to be released on the exhale. Now be still and do absolutely nothing. Repeat your intention 3 times. Feel it. Follow my voice as you rotate attention through the body. If you do not have a certain body part, connect to its energy, beginning at the throat, right shoulder, right elbow, right wrist, right hand, right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder, left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, left hand, left wrist, left elbow, left shoulder, throat, upper torso, upper back, middle torso, middle of the back, lower torso, lower back, right ovary, left ovary, cervix, uterus, right hip, right knee, right ankle, right foot, right ankle, right knee, right hip, center of the pubic bone, left hip, knee, ankle, left foot, left ankle, knee, left hip. Now sensing the front of the body. Back of the body. Left side of the body. Right side. Inside the body. Sense the entire body. Bring your attention to the space between your eyebrows and notice all sensations in your body. Feel. Notice the rhythm of your breath, the in and out, not trying to breathe, but just noticing the breath. Now breathe up the front of the body and exhale down the front of the body. Breathe up the back of the body. And exhale down the back of the body. Inhale up the left side of the body. And exhale down the left side of the body. Now the right side. Inhale up the right side. And exhale down the right side of the body. Now breathe in and out through the whole body. The entire body. Stop. Notice the rhythm within your body. Life as an instrument. What tune are you playing? Notice this. Now begin to inhale slowly, filling the abdomen, then the chest, and then the chest cavity all the way up to the neck. Exhale even more slowly, pursing your lips as if you're blowing through a straw. And again, inhale and exhale, pursing your lips as if you're blowing through a straw. Continue at your own rhythm. Find your rhythm. In and out. Now stop. Notice how the breath impacts your body. Where in your body do you feel sensation? Just be aware of sensation. When you're ready, allow your awareness to move into your reproductive area, just below your navel, your second power center, the seat of your creativity, pleasure, fertility. Feed this area with the color orange. Let it spread between the navel and the pubic bone and begin to glow. As you breathe, this orange glow gets stronger and stronger. Picture all your female organs being nourished, releasing any stress and discomfort from any body parts in this region. An orange glow filling your sacral area. Rest for a moment in this glow. Bring your attention to the center between your eyebrows and be still. Relax. Welcome all sensations. Let go of all blocks to healing. Become an open vessel for your highest good. Surrender. Let go. Let peace in. You have entered a silent oasis, a space of complete non-doing. Feel this. In the silence of non-doing, repeat your intention now 3 times. Feel your intention in every nerve and cell of your body and being. Know your intention has been heard. Believe it will grow and be of service to you and humankind. Receive them at the deepest levels of your entire being. I am alive. I am full of vitality. Now it's time to listen for your soul whisper. Be still. Breathe in through your heart. Follow your breath to a spot in your body that's calling out to you. Rest here for a moment. See if there's a soul whisper, an image, word, or phrase. Listen for it. Receive it, even if it makes little sense. Welcome it as a gift. Now, exhale your soul whisper through your heart. Ever so slowly, begin to wake up. First with your eyes closed, noticing your body on the ground, if you are lying down, feeling a deep connection to the rhythm inside of you. The quiet mind, soft breath, peaceful heart. Just notice rhythm. Mind and body peaceful, but waking slowly. If you are lying down, perhaps rocking side to side on your back might feel good. Go ahead and do that, just slowly, gently, lovingly. If you're in a chair, you can rock side to side as well. And if you're lying down, when you're ready, turn on to your right side. Bring your intention into your mind. Repeat it and notice how it feels. Have faith your intention has been heard. Now with your eyes open, start moving the body even more. Sitting up if that feels right, if you're lying down, or just resting comfortably as you stretch and wake up fully. Your whole body waking up. Daring to Rest meditation number 3 is now complete. Be good to yourself.
Our program continues with session 3, the release phase with Karen Brody.
Well, we're now in the release phase. For the next 15 days, we will be entering into 3 different meditations that will help you begin to release some of the emotional exhaustion that you've been feeling. Each meditation is to be practiced for 5 days each, and then you go on to the next. Now, release may sound like you're not going to be resting at all. Of course you're going to be resting. Yoga Nidra meditation is deep rest. But there is another layer, and we're going to those deeper layers. We're entering the next three bodies of awareness. We've gone through the physical body, we've gone through the energy body, and now we're going to be talking about the three other bodies, the mental body, the wisdom body, and the bliss body. These three bodies really are wonderful opportunities for you to begin to go deep with yourself, begin to meet and greet some of the darker areas that perhaps we have been hiding from. In my case, because I had experienced a lot of anxiety, I've really seen how when I began to meet fear, which Yoga Nidra helped me to do, the charge began to diffuse. And this is what I see happen again and again, that actually we're afraid to meet energies like fear or anger. But when we meet them, we actually have the opportunity to transform them into a more positive energy. Marianne Williamson says that until we have seen someone's darkness, we don't really know who that person is. Well, this is what part of this next release phase is really inviting you to do, to show your darkness, right? To not be afraid to meet and greet areas that maybe don't feel so positive, emotions, beliefs, thoughts, and see how they transform. See how when you meet them, you begin to disidentify with them. This is really the magic of Yoga Nidra. We're entering the phase where the Yoga Nidra magic begins to happen. Yoga Nidra is deep rest, but it's more than deep rest. And in this release phase, you're going to have the opportunity to go into a phase that really honors darkness. I mean, if you think about night, if you think about darkness, we kind of demonize darkness in so many ways. We begin to not ever have any darkness in our life. We have a night light on. There's a lot of light pollution. We are truly always awake with light. And so we need the balance. We need the balance. And that's what Yoga Nidra helps invite. It helps invite this balance of holding both light and dark. And in this release phase, you can have that opportunity, and this will help you sleep better. Because when we begin to hold light and dark, when we're not afraid of the night anymore, that's our opportunity to break through to better sleep, better relationships, all of it. So I can't wait for you to begin this release phase, and here we go. So now we're in the mental body. This is the next 5 days, days 16 through 20. You're going to be practicing Yoga Nidra meditation, and the focus is on this third body, the mental body, which governs your rational, linear, and sequential thought processes. It's the body that starts doing the deep cleaning of the mind. Just imagine having a clean mind. Yes! I shake my Yoga Nidra pom-poms to that, that's for sure. So this third body, it makes up the totality of who we are, body, mind, spirit. It encompasses all of our thoughts and feelings, opinions, judgments, memories, reactions. All psychological disorders actually directly affect this body. So this kosha is a biggie, and that's why when we're in the release phase, I'm calling it the release phase because we have the opportunity to drop the emotional baggage, right? This body is the level of processing thoughts and emotions through your mind. So if you have thoughts and emotions that are holding you back, here you go. You have the opportunity to release them. And if we don't clear our minds on a deep level, which Yoga Nidra does, that's when our mind gets clouded by illusions and we can't access deep wisdom. We lose touch with our instinct. We go into all the scenarios like, when I was 5, you made me feel like this kind of talk. So I often like to talk about the bargains that we make in life. Let's say you were hurt badly at a young age. In the case of many people, let's say your parents divorced and there was a lot of fighting and perhaps your father left and this made you feel unsafe and particularly distrustful of men. So you had this scenario, you know, when I was 5, I started feeling distrustful of men. Well, at 5, this feeling of distrust is a good bargain. You're a kid. You can't leave the situation. you're stuck and it's not a good situation. So you make decisions based on distrust of men. Okay, but then suddenly you're 45, you're an adult. You don't need to live by that mantra anymore. You can protect yourself from distrustful people. And that's why I love this mental body. Because when you lie down with yoga nidra and clear this mental body, you drop these mantras that you no longer need, that aren't serving you. You clear your mind. And as a result, emotional reactions to things in your life stop happening. So yes, you still feel passion and you feel, but you don't grab onto illusions. The good bargain's gone bad, right? That's a clear mental body. So in these 5 days, I'm inviting you to notice feelings and play with shifting out of these feelings to a more neutral place, the space between, because your soul knows that you are not one side of an emotion. You may have distrust, but you also have trust. So how can you reside in the space between? That's freedom. That's the yoke of yoga. That's the union, the oneness. Combine it with nidra, sleep, or really nidra refers to the consciousness that resides in all states from waking to sleeping. In yoga nidra, we're consciously sleeping. We're yoga nidraing, I like to say, coming into oneness through conscious sleep, rotating attention through these 5 bodies. So in this 3rd body, it's really actually a blessing. You know, we're meeting some darkness, but it wakes us up to show up in life. It wakes up the still voice in us, the voice that's kind of been pushed down. During this meditation, you're going to experience something that has you pairing opposites, opposite emotions, just opposites in general. We've already done a little bit of this in some of the meditations where you feel hot and you feel cold. So those are like holding opposites. In the number 4 meditation, you're going to have the opportunity to experience holding opposites while in yoga nidra meditation. But the really exciting thing about yoga nidra is that you can begin to experiment with using this concept of holding opposites in your everyday life. So I will give you a few opposites to consider right now. Just consider something like fear and trust. Even that opposite alone, you can think about that. And then all you do in your day, if let's say an emotion comes up or any kind of feeling, a thought, first you locate the opposite of that emotion. So you have two, let's say it's anger. Let's say you're feeling a lot of anger. So you locate anger and the opposite. And then you allow each feeling to be felt within you. So you're feeling anger and you feel it in your body and then you feel the opposite. And then you kind of let the two dance together. You unite the two. And when you feel the two together, it's actually impossible to feel two emotions at the same time. And what you find is that it diffuses the charge. Especially a disempowering emotion, let's say anger. When you feel anger for actually a long period of time, you often go into rage, and it's just not a healthy way to live. So if you begin to pair anger with its opposite, you realize you don't just feel angry. The opposite is there too, and you can hold both. And that space between is the holding of both, and that's your ticket to freedom. So this mental body, the next 5 days, you have the opportunity to both in your yoga nidra meditation and when you are feeling an emotion just in your daily life, you can begin to hold opposites and do this little exercise. Take it out of your yoga nidra as well. I also encourage you, if you feel a new intention beginning to emerge, you can change your intention. You may have a specific habit, pattern, or maybe it's even a health issue that you want to address. You can begin to use your intention focused a little more specifically on a certain emotion or, again, a health issue or something that you'd like to address. Also, in the next 5 days, it's a great time for a detox, for cleaning out your gut. And I say that because the mental body connects to your 3rd power center, your gut, your digestive area. In your yoga nidra meditation, I'm going to invite you to place your touchstone in this area. So be sure to have your touchstone ready for meditation. If you want to use an essential oil, lemon essential oil is a great one to try. You can try any essential oil that works for you. And I hope you have a great meditation. Close your eyes and adjust your body to be as comfortable as possible. If you are using a touchstone, place it in your digestive area on your third power center, where you can hold it in your left hand. If during yoga nidra you feel in any distress, physically or emotionally, touch or imagine this touchstone. This will reconnect you to calm, peace, and tranquility. Now be still. It's time to be good to yourself. This is Daring to Rest meditation number 4. Daring to Rest starts right now. Begin by taking a deep breath in and exhaling with a deep sigh, really letting tension go in your body and mind. And again, inhale slowly and exhale with a deep sigh. Now it's time to repeat your intention. As you repeat your intention, picture it, feel it, and if you feel it needs tweaking, go ahead and tweak it. Maybe by taking out one word and replacing it with a word that's more energizing, or maybe there's a habit or a health challenge you want to specifically address. Go ahead and let your intention reflect what you want to grow in your life right now. Repeat this intention 3 times. Bring your attention to the space between your eyebrows and relax completely. Throughout yoga nidra, follow my voice and stay awake and aware. Allow each sensation and awareness to draw you towards a deeper sense of peace and calm. Let's begin in the body. Follow my voice from point to point as you sense each point in your body. Allow loving energy to release and all healing blockages to dissolve. Starting in the point between the eyebrows, hollow of the throat, right shoulder, right elbow, right wrist, right thumb, right index finger, right middle finger, right fourth finger, right small finger, right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder, hollow of the throat, left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, left thumb, left index finger, left middle finger, left fourth finger, left small finger, left wrist, left elbow, left shoulder, hollow of the throat, heart center, right nipple, heart center, left nipple, heart center, solar plexus, navel point, right hip, right knee, right ankle, right big toe, right second toe, right third toe, right fourth toe, right small toe, right ankle, right knee, right hip, navel point, left hip, left knee, left ankle, left big toe, left second toe, left third toe, left fourth toe, left small toe, left ankle, left knee, left hip, navel point, solar plexus, heart center, hollow of the throat, point between the eyebrows. Rest here at the point between the eyebrows. Feel all sensation in your body. Just notice. Now begin to notice your breath, the breath slowing down even more, softening. Make yourself at home with your breath, like you're having a cup of tea with her, breathing in and out, one with the breath. Now imagine your body is divided down the middle to a left and right side. On the next exhalation, breathe with the left side of the body. Take a couple of breaths up and down the left side of your body. The left leg, torso, arms. Just float around the left side of your body. Explore. Notice sensation on the left side of your body as you breathe in and out on the left side. And on the next exhalation, travel over to the right side of the body and explore here, breathing in and out on the right side of the body, the right foot, leg, torso, arm, right side of the face. Notice the right side of your body as you breathe in and out, like you're having tea with the right side of your body, using the breath. Now on your next inhalation, hold your breath for a moment and let all sensation cross the midline of your body into the opposite side of the body. Then exhale down that side of the body, and on the next Inhale, cross the midline again into the other side of the body. Continue going back and forth from one side of the body